Really well, thanks, Lee, despite the rain.
A little bit of a wet afternoon for us, isn't it?
Yeah, but again, it is that time of year, so not an excuse. We can deal with it and move on.
How long are we going to use that excuse for? It's that time of year.
Yeah.
Righto, you've got your next Latrobe Council meeting coming up on the 8th. What's going to be flagged this time around?
The agenda is yet to be released, but there'll be development applications and all sorts of issues discussed, no doubt. But we are keen to flag that if people want to attend the council meeting, then they really should contact council, give us their advice of their intent to attend, and we've made provision for that, particularly with COVID restrictions and that type of thing. Please contact council on 6426 4444 to advise of your intent to attend any council meeting, and we look forward to people being in the public gallery and observing what happens.
Of course. Remembrance Day coming up on the 11th. Are there any services in the Latrobe area this year?
Absolutely. A really important day, not only for Latrobe, but for our nation, of course. Two services, one out of Port Terrell and one at Latrobe, both commencing, I believe, at 10:50 a.m. Both will include the minute of silence at 11 a.m. on the 11th day of the 11th month. And, there'll be replaying and that sort of thing. So anyone who wants to lay a wreath is asked to register by the 4th of November by emailing latroberosl, number 2, that is 2, at gmail.com. And for Latrobe, that's for Latrobe service, or phone 0407 852 946, which is Rod, for anyone who wants to lay a wreath at the Port Terrell service. So really grateful for the work being done by the RSL, and particularly around those Remembrance Day services.
Yep, and if anybody needs those details, I do have them on file here. Righto, it's good to see some local events happening in and around the district. There's a Stamps, Coins and Collectibles Fair coming up very soon. This sounds like a bit of fun.
It is. It's not only fun, it's really interesting. I went last year and I was surprised. I was reminded of the days in which we had $1 and $2 notes, for example. I should have obviously been aware of that. But to walk in and see brand new $1 and $2 notes on display and that sort of thing, it's incredible. 1 cent, 2 cent pieces, but the Devonport Stamp and Coins and Collectibles Group, who run the fair, are a great group. All sorts of things on display. Some things can be purchased, some things can be discussed, and just a really interesting day and a really interesting event, a reminder of things gone past and opportunities for people to get involved, I guess.
And had we known back then, we would have held on to those crisp $1 and $2 notes, wouldn't we?
We might have stockpiled a few in this condition and they might have been worth a little bit more than they currently are, but hindsight's a wonderful thing.
Sure is.
If people are interested, that's on Saturday the 13th of November at the Latrobe Memorial Hall in Gilbert Street. It's between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and anyone who has any inquiries at all, please contact the group on 0416 168 485.
Now, something we should all learn at one point or other in our life is how to conduct CPR. And there are free public CPR workshops coming up, yes?
Yeah, a great initiative by the Port Terrell Surf Life Saving Club. It was made possible through the Trove Council's annual community grant scheme, where we provided funding to purchase some new training mannequins for the club. That allows them to provide these sorts of opportunities for the wider community. The mannequins do assist in the club, in training its surf lifesavers in high performance CPR, critical component of what they do. We're also providing instant feedback on the effectiveness of the CPR and first aid that they administer. They are high tech dummies, and it's great that we can help provide those dummies for this sort of training. But more so, the club's decided to provide the opportunity to run community groups and businesses through the training program. It's not as though it's an accredited course, but they are accredited trainers. There's an awareness and there's a lot of opportunities to be updated and to become familiar with CPR, as you say. Anyone who's interested in participating and to practice CPR are asked to contact the club. And that course will be held on Sunday, the 20th of November, at 10 a.m. For further details, as I say, just get on to the Port Terrell Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/PortSorrellSLSC, and the information will be available on that Facebook page.
So much going on, Peter. Also a wheel race display happening at the Courthouse Museum. That is something that doesn't come by very often.
No, and to me it's really interesting in that this year the Bicycle Race Club at Latrobe has taken the very difficult decision not to host the Latrobe Wheel Race this year and the Latrobe Carnival, so that's a really disappointing event cancelled. They have their reasons, and certainly they're entitled to make that call. But in the meantime, the Courthouse Museum in Gilbert Street is displaying, or has on display, photographs and memorabilia from previous cycling carnivals, and particularly around the famous Latrobe Wheel Race. So really encouraging people to get along. The Courthouse Museum is located beside the Latrobe Post Office at Post Office Park in Gilbert Street. It's also an opportunity, I should say, to really encourage people out there who have memorabilia or historical items that they'd like to either provide to the museum for display or to lend to the museum. So think about doing that, and there is an opportunity to contact the museum on 6426 1289, or call in on Tuesday to Friday between 1:30 and 3:30 p.m. Leave your name and contact details. I'm sure the staff and volunteers down there would be only too happy to contact people who want to make things available for display or to contribute to the museum more generally.
Right, let's wrap up, and hopefully if we see some reprieve from the rain, we'll be seeing people doing a little bit of burning off around the district as well, and local landholders are actually urged by the TAS Fire Service to register any burn offs that they're conducting at the property, yeah?
Yeah, look, with this rain we're going to get significant growth, and we've already had significant growth. That in itself provides fuel for summer fires, and last thing I want to do is have volunteer firefighters and TFS generally called out to push fires if we can prevent that from happening. So we are encouraging, and the TFS are encouraging, as you say, local landholders to register any burn-offs they're undertaking to reduce the hazard and really try and limit the likelihood of bushfires during the summer. It's important that TAS Fire Service do know about any planned burns, that the landowners do check to see if a permit is required, and particularly to check and monitor the weather conditions, particularly the wind and how that can vary. But even last night I noticed there was a burn being undertaken on Kelsey Tier out at Brayton, and I'm pretty confident that was a burn conducted by TAS Fire Service as part of their planned program of burns. Again, it's really good to see that happening, albeit it does potentially cause alarm for people when they aren't aware that burns are taking place. So if burns are registered, either privately or by TFS, people can then be aware of what's planned in the area and draw some comfort from these fires being actually controlled rather than wildfires.
Yes, of course. Okay, we'll leave it there. Thank you for your time this afternoon. Latrobe Mayor Peter Freshney, as always, appreciate your time in the home run.
Thank you, Lee.